Before I dive in, and believe me, I'm going to dive in on what turned out to be a very just dismal night. Another embarrassment on national television, might I add. Before I get into all of that, because I will, I like to start off with a positive note. I usually try to start off with something positive or something that I heard or I think is worth mentioning. And I wouldn't usually do this, trust me, because I don't want to put my own self on a pedestal. But today, I will. Not on a pedestal, but I'll just give myself a shout out. This past weekend, I graduated with my master's in business administration. After 2.5 years of attending online classes at Westchester University, through all the adversity that I've faced, different things that I've gone through, different transitions in life, I was able to graduate and walk the stage this past weekend. And I was able to do it in front of my family and friends, whether they were in person or streaming it online. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank my family. Well, first I thank God, because I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. He led me through the entire journey. I thank my family. I thank my friends who were all there. I thank, you know, of course, I thank B and Josh, my immediate family, my house. You know, I thank my dad, my grandmother, all of my family, my aunts, uncles, my sisters, my brothers, cousins, everybody, extended family. If I didn't mention you by name, I'm sorry, but I just thank everybody for their support and love. And I'm just truly thankful and truly grateful to get through that journey. It was one of adversity. I will say that it wasn't one without adversity. It started off easy and then went through some things, but I was able to get through the entire journey and able to snatch that degree. So I'm just truly, truly thankful. And thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I'm truly grateful and I'm truly happy. I'm happy that I was able to achieve it, because it's something I didn't think in a million years I would be able to get, but I was able to get it, and I'm done, and that's it, and that's all. So, Rams up. So, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. A few weeks ago, I came on this podcast, and I was going to add the audio in, but screw it, I'm not going to do it, because I'm just too pissed. I got on this podcast. This was after the Buffalo Bills game, and I think at the time that I recorded it, it was like super late, and I was just like, you know, I'm so thankful to be a fan of this team. I was so thankful, because I was so thankful that, you know, I had a team that represented the city that didn't give up. They wouldn't give up even when things looked rough, even when the going was tough. They were such a resilient team, and it was a team I thought represented the city, because they would fight till the very end. And I don't know what happened. I do know what happened, and I'll say it. The San Francisco 49ers broke this team, and they exposed them, because all I've seen in the last 3 weeks is a team that's incomplete. And I'm not saying that they didn't have their issues prior, but what I've seen in the last 3 weeks is a team that's incomplete, a team that doesn't finish, a team that's in disarray, a team that doesn't know how to make solid decisions. I've just seen a team that has been sliding downhill ever since. And I'm going to say it right here on this podcast today. It is currently December 19th. It's 2:02 in the morning, 2:03 in the morning. And I'm going to tell you that the Philadelphia Eagles are a bad football team. I don't care what the record says. I don't care. Jalen Hurts was an MVP candidate at the beginning. I don't care. The Philadelphia Eagles are a bad football team. They're not in a state where they're in a valley. They're not going through something right now, you know, as they like to say. They're a bad football team. They're a mediocre football team. They're not a team of upper echelon that should be mentioned in the same sentence as the Dallas Cowboys or the San Francisco 49ers or the Ravens or It shouldn't be mentioned with any of those teams. Honestly, they're equivalent. They're along the lines of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're probably the Jacksonville Jaguars of the NFC. They should be mentioned in the same sentence with the Bucks, you know, with the Saints. They're along those lines. They are that team. Honestly, they are that team. They're a team that can't get out of their own way. They win some games, they lose some games, and they just got lucky because they were able to get off such a hot start this year. And I'm here to tell you today that the Philadelphia Eagles are a bad football team. This is Dom Lewis, and I'm here with episode, I don't even remember what episode this is, I'm sorry, but this is the Philly Sports 444 podcast. And as you can tell, I'm pretty upset. I'm pretty upset about what happened tonight. They lost to Seattle Seahawks in Seattle. They lost 20-17, and they lost on a last-minute drive, and they lost to a backup quarterback. And I'll get into all of that. And then the pile on top of all of this, the Sixers lost tonight to the Bulls. So we're 0-2 tonight, and I'm annoyed at all of it. And listen, you know, I know, like, I got this group chat, and I know we can be very negative and very dismal at times, very pessimistic, but I feel like we got the right to be. I feel like we have the right to be. I feel like we're being more real than anything, and I'm not going to apologize for being so angry and not giving this team a pass. Even when they were winning, we wouldn't give them a pass. And I'm glad we didn't, because now look where we are. And I get it. The record still says they're 10-4. Like, they could win all the games for the rest of the year, and they could still win they could win their division. And they would be the number 2 seed in the playoffs, right? I don't care about any of that, because the Philadelphia Eagles are not a good football team. And at this point, at this juncture, if playoffs were to start today and they were the 5 seed, they might win in Tampa Bay. But I can't even for sure say that they would, because it would be a revenge game for Tampa Bay. 1-2, Todd Bowles, it seems like he had a blueprint for Jalen Hurts before. Jalen isn't playing as good as he was at the beginning of the year. So I am not sure that this team would even win a wild card round on the road. If I had to bet money on it, I wouldn't bet that they would. I really, really feel the Philadelphia Eagles are a bad football team. I know, like, we can be overreactionary, you know, to one loss, to one game, but this is 3 weeks now where you've seen the bad side. And I don't even think it's the bad side. I honestly just think that their sins are coming to light. People said, like, they're being exposed and this is who they really are. I just think their sins are coming to light. I think this is all their flaws, they've been exposed. And if I had to give a title to this podcast, I would tell you all that the pendulum swings. The pendulum does swing. And it swings back and forth, and right now it's coming back. And you can see all the flaws, all of the warts, everything that's wrong with the Eagles, you can see it right now. It was, I always said it, winning masks so many things. But when you losing, or when you take a bad loss, those things that you didn't do well, they're highlighted. And you can see that that's what's been going on for the last few weeks with the Philadelphia Eagles. They have played some very bad football. And there have been spots where they played well, but even tonight, they started off very well. I mean, the first drive was really, really good drive. Their first play was an RPO. And I was like, where has that been? And, you know, they started off, they really tried to run the ball. You know, they ran a lot with Hurts tonight, but they really tried to establish the run. And I'm looking at DeAndre Swift's carries. He had a lot of carries tonight. He had 18 carries for 74 yards. Kenny Gainwell had 6 for 21 yards. I mean, they really tried to run the ball. Hurts had 13 carries for 82 yards. They really tried to establish a run tonight, and they actually did that. But I will say this. I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you've been. I'm just not a, I am not a believer that 17 points a game is going to win you games in this league. And when I think about the last couple of weeks, how the Eagles have haven't scored as much as we're accustomed to, how they've fallen off a cliff when it comes to the scoring. They scored 19 points in the San Fran game. They scored 6 points in the, 13 points in the Dallas game. They only scored 6 points on offense. And then they only scored 17 points tonight. You can't win that way. And the elite teams don't win that way. And you know what? I don't want to make this about any other team. This is about the Eagles. This is about how bad they are. And I'm not going to say how bad they are right now. They're just bad. They're not a good football team in my eyes. They're not on the upper echelon of the teams that I think have a chance to win it all. They're not that team anymore. The record says they are, but they're not that team anymore. It is what it is. It is what it is. And I saw a team that, I'll say this, they stopped executing. They stopped executing. I feel like that first drive was just such a bang, 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 bang. They were executing. It looked like the Eagles of old. And I know, like, you know, you can't keep that up the whole game. Teams adjust. And I feel like they were okay until that, till the second quarter, like around the 2 minute warning. They gave up three. And then they got the ball back and they didn't execute what under 2 minutes left. They didn't execute the 2 minute drill, which kind of penalized them. But then they were able to get the ball back, even though they gave the ball back to Seattle. Seattle went 3-9, they were able to get the ball back and they still didn't execute. And you know what? I told you guys before, good teams find a way to win games when they're good teams find ways to win games that they're supposed to lose. But you know what bad teams do? They find ways to lose. And that's what the Eagles did tonight. I'm not going to say it's very reminiscent because it wasn't very reminiscent, but it was reminiscent of the Jets game. Where you let a bad team hang around long enough, you let them hang around long enough, you let them hang around, and then bam, you lose. You lose in the last minute. You lose in the last minutes of the game. You can't ride a comeback now. You lose in the last minutes of the game. That team, that Seattle team with Drew Lock, drove the ball down 92 yards with under 2 minutes left. They scored on a 29-yard touchdown. Brad was in the man-to-man coverage, as he said, and they just got the ball over the top of his head. I'm so done with this defense. Now, I haven't been on here since the San Fran game, so I did a recording with the San Fran game, and I couldn't do a recording about Dallas because the week was just so crazy for me, I couldn't find time to record. So in the midst of all of this, they lost to Dallas, they changed defensive coordinators, they demoted Sean Desai and they promoted Matt Patricia. Jalen Hurts got sick, he probably got COVID, honestly. And I ain't making fun of him for having COVID or nothing like that, I'm just saying he probably had it and they probably weren't saying anything. But he got sick. Flu had been going around apparently, but I mean he was the one that really got sick. Got mounting injuries going on. Slay had surgery, so Slay was out this game. Juergens was out this game. So you know what? It's been like a snowball thing where like the team has been facing adversity after adversity after adversity, and they're not able to overcome it. And I don't think the adversity is how can I say this? I don't think the adversity, I don't think the team is showing their character. They are showing their character. That's what I will say. They're not the team where it's like, okay, you know how they say adversity reveals who you are? It's revealing who they are. They're a bad football team. They're not able to overcome all this adversity that's going on. They're not able to rise to the occasion. They don't have enough talent to do it. An offense that has Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, DeAndre Swift, arguably the best offensive line in the league. they don't score 17 points in a game. If anything, they would score 17 points in one half. This team isn't good enough. They're a bad football team. They're bad. And I'm glad, you know what? I'm glad this is being exposed. Because you can't just cover everything up with winning. And I'm all for doing what you gotta do to get better. Because what I saw tonight was appalling. Disappointing. Embarrassing. And this is the third week in a row they've been on national TV and they've embarrassed me on national television. Third week in a row. At this point, they don't need to play no more national games. Stop the bleeding. Stop embarrassing everybody by putting this product on national television. You're not worthy to be on television. I'm very disappointed in this team. They're a bad football team. I know Seattle was due for a win. They had lost like four straight. I know Seattle hasn't been playing well. I know they played well in Dallas and they lost that game. And then they had the injury to Geno tonight and all this other stuff. I don't care what anybody says. No one should be losing games to Drew Lock. No one should be losing games to Drew Lock. And the Philadelphia Eagles went on TV tonight and they embarrassed us. And they lost the game to Drew Lock in the last seconds of the game. He drove the ball down 92 yards. 92 yards. And then you know what? To seal the game, Jalen throws an interception. This team is a bad football team. They got a quarterback who's not making great decisions right now. I got on this podcast a few weeks ago and I talked about Josh Allen. And I said, Josh Allen, I think he's a good quarterback, but I think he makes bad decisions. I guess I spoke too soon, huh? Because whatever happened to Josh Allen is a good decision maker right now. And he's winning games for his team. And you know what? I would rather be a Buffalo Bills fan right now than be a Philadelphia Eagles fan right now. Because that team, they are fighting. And I know they're not even in the playoff hunt. I mean, they're in the playoff hunt right now. They're not even in the playoff picture. Like, they're in the hunt right now. They got to still win and hope teams lose and all that other stuff. But this Philadelphia Eagles team is so bad. And they're falling apart at the worst time of the year. And this isn't what good teams do. This is why they're a bad team. They pulled off the smoke and mirrors for so long. They masked it so long by winning. By Jalen just playing, you know, this relentless hero ball. And now, they can't even manage to put up over 20 points a game anymore. I don't know the last time they scored over 20 points a game. I guess they scored over 20 points a game when they played the Bills. That was 4 weeks ago. I am beyond disappointed with this football team. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by them. And you know what? They got what's coming to them. All the heat they about to take from the media, all the heat they about to take from the fans, they got exactly what's coming to them. They deserve every single bit of it. I hope people don't let up on him. I hope people blame Jalen Hurts. I hope they don't try to make him, they don't try to shield him from any criticism. Nope, blame him. Because if we're going to praise him in this city, if we're going to praise him for being such a great quarterback and being a solid dude and all this other stuff, nope, we're going to blame him for when he cost us a game. Let me read his stats to you. 17 for 31, 143 yards, two interceptions. Two rushing touchdowns with two interceptions. Now, he had 18 carries for, 13 carries for 82 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Zero passing touchdowns. DeAndre Swift had a great night. 18 for 74. We couldn't get him in the end zone tonight. Jalen's longest pass was what? I don't even know what his longest pass was. I don't care at this point. I am wildly disappointed in this football team. I can't even begin to, you know what? People have been saying the Eagles are a fraudulent 10 win team and all this other stuff. At this point, I ain't fighting back. I ain't fighting back. Maybe they were right. Maybe they are a fraudulent football team. And I get it. They're a team. They're peaks and valleys in a season. You know, you go through it. You know, you win some, you lose some. You have bad games, whatever. I was mad about the Jets game, but I just figured that was just a bad game. This is a bad stretch of games where it's like, this is who they are. They're not climbing out of the hole because there's nothing to climb out of. They're just a bad football team. We have to face it as fans. I don't want to sugarcoat this anymore. I want people to understand and know, like, they're a bad football team. They're bad. And honestly, there's no way to fix it. They don't have the personnel. I don't trust the coaching. It's so many things I don't trust. One thing I can say is I do trust the talent on the team. But I don't trust the coaches. I don't trust the schemes. They can't fix it. It's too late in the season for them to fix it. They'll land where they'll land. I mean, they can hope for the best. But at this point, I can't see them going past a divisional round. They'll be lucky if they get to the division round and make it a competitive game, because they're not winning any Super Bowl this year. There is going to be no repeat of them going to the Super Bowl. They won't be winning the conference this year. They're just not a strong enough team. I mean, I get it. San Fran looks the best out of everybody right now. But I can't believe they got broken so badly by the San Francisco 49ers and exposed so badly, where they changed defensive coordinators in the middle of the season. Oh, I'm disappointed. I am disappointed. Like, oh, there's just no way to fix it. I told you Jalen Hurts' stats already. I told you DeAndre Swift stats. Oh, I didn't get into the receivers. A.J. Brown was 5 for 56. Devontae Smith was 5 for 50. They had good games. Dallas Goedert was 4 for 30. They had good games. But then again, like, you look. Let's go back to that quest play. So, like, he tried to throw the. This is his first pick that he threw in the game, Jalen Hurts did. So he tries to go downfield to Quez. First of all, you shouldn't be going down the field to Quez at all. And I know, like, they're not going to say the same thing we say about Quez, obviously, because he's their teammate. He is not a reliable receiver. He's just not reliable. We cannot keep doing this. Like, can't try. Like, it's the same thing that the Kansas City Chiefs are facing right now with Kadarius Toney and Valdez Scantling. Like, they're just not good receivers. Quez is just not a good receiver, no matter how fast he is. He's not a good receiver. And they keep trying to have this faith in him, and he's just not that good. He's not good at all. So, you can argue that there was pass interference on play. Whatever. Whatever. Argue it. Argue it if you want to. He still didn't fight for the ball. He does this all the time. He is showing you who... It's the same thing with the Eagles. Quez is showing you exactly who he is. Why don't you believe him already? This is who he is. Stop trusting him. Oh my God. First of all, it's on Jalen because he made a bad decision anyway to even throw that ball. The same thing at the end of the game when he tried to throw the ball to A.J. Brown. He's got to stop blocking on A.J. Brown. He's got to stop this. Like, teams know he wants to go to A.J. Brown, and they're stopping it now. They know how to flush him. He's not playing well. And he's locking in on A.J. Brown too much. He's not fooling anybody. He's missing open guys. He's making bad decisions. He got to catch this heat. I'm sorry. Like, he has, listen, he's dynamic, and I love Jalen Hurts. I do. I love Jalen Hurts. I think he's a dynamic player. I think, actually, if I had to trust anybody to clean it up, it would be him. I trust him to clean it up. I really, really do. But he has to clean it up now. We don't have time to wait. You need to be cleaning this up now. And I get it that you were sick today. And listen, I didn't even personally, let me say this. I didn't like the build up to the whole flu game thing, you know, comparing it to Jordan and, You know, I know it's a little fun thing like ESPN tried to do and all this other stuff. I don't like that. Let the boy come out here. He's a man. Let the man come out here and play. He came out tonight and he was... Okay, maybe he was sick. Whatever. You on the field though, right? If you on the field, you don't got no excuse. You gotta play. He probably had his worst game that he had all year. Even worse than the Dallas game. Even worse than the San Fran game. Even worse than the doggone Jets game. And he had a bad game. He threw 4 picks in the Jets game. I think he turned the ball over 4 times. Whatever. Threw 4 picks, I think. Yeah, 4 picks. This was probably worse. This was an awful performance by Jalen Hurts. And he's actually probably... Honestly, listen. It's 50-50, honestly. It's between Hurts. He's half the blame as far as them losing. Because he is the general of this team and of the offense. And they only scored 17 points. And he made such bad decisions. He left a lot of plays out there. And a defense. If not for nothing... giving up a 92-yard drive with under 2 minutes left. I mean, listen, they did some good things in this game, I think. But they also were playing against Drew Locke. So, like, I don't know how good the stuff they did was really. I don't know how good it was. But to give up 92 yards and they score with less than 2 minutes left. And you get the ball back. And Jalen had a chance to actually put them in field goal range to tie it. And he makes a bad decision. Like, it just was a calamity of mistakes and errors in this game. I mean, it's not even... Like, I don't even want it to be like they just made mistakes in the fourth quarter. I think they weren't aggressive enough in the fourth quarter. I think they took their foot off the gas. I think this team regressed. But then again, maybe they just showed us who they were. Maybe they just played it safe because they're too scared. Because they're too scared to give up the big play, which they ended up doing anyway. It doesn't matter. What are you scared for? You ended up giving up the big play anyway. You're trying to protect the lead. First of all, you scored 17 points. You need to be trying to score and put the game away. That's how you win games in this league. The top teams in this league, they don't try to protect leads. They put teams away. You think Dallas was trying to protect the lead when we were playing them? They were still trying to score. San Fran, they ran the score up on the Eagles, as they should have. I am pissed. I am upset because what I saw tonight was a team, like I said, they can't get out of their own way. They make very bad decisions. Overall, they make very bad decisions. And, you know, you can do something for so long, but eventually it's going to catch up to you. Like I said, the title of this podcast is The Pendulum Swings. Eventually the pendulum swings. Eventually the pendulum swings. You will get caught. Like, you're going to get caught eventually. And the Eagles they got caught tonight. They got caught tonight. They got caught last week. They got caught the week before. Now, listen, they're going to beat the Giants next week. They'll probably beat the Cardinals, and then they'll... I don't know how this is going to go the last game of the season. If I had to put my money on it, I said they would win. I don't even care. I don't care. I didn't care tonight. Like, I was going to be mad tonight if they would have won the game tonight because of what I saw out there. I'm allowed to want more from this team. I said this in the group chat. I want more from this team. And I thought they had a good first half. But until, like, the last couple of minutes of that second quarter. But, like, I felt like I wanted more from this team. I wanted more execution. To me, it wasn't on Brian Johnson tonight. I know people calling for Brian Johnson's head. I get that. I get why people want his head. I understand that. I'm not letting this go. I'm blaming Jalen Hurts for this. He's to blame for this loss. Half of it anyway, and then the defense is for the other half. And I know they got injuries and all this other stuff. I know they missed Slay tonight. I know the offense missed Juergens tonight. I know Jalen Hurts had the flu or whatever he got, COVID, whatever. But if you're a good team, you would have found a way to win that game. I told you, good teams find ways to win games that they're supposed to lose. And overall, good teams just find ways to win. That's really what it is for good teams. It's not even that they find ways to win games they're supposed to lose. They just find ways to win games. So it doesn't matter if they're losing. And I think for half the year, I think for a portion of the year, the Eagles were a good team. I will say this. I'm not going to say that they were bad, even bad all year. But they've made a lot of mistakes while they were a good team. But they were a good team. They would find ways to beat you. Find ways to do just enough to win games. The magic is gone now, though. I said that. The magic is gone from this team. The magic is gone from Jalen Hurts, too. People don't want to... Like, he's going to have to find... I don't know what he has to do. But he has to rekindle what makes him special in this league. I know he a dog. I really still believe he a dog inside. I really do. I believe he's a hard worker. I believe he has a knack for just wanting to get better. But he has to find that thing that makes him special again. Because right now he's not playing special. He's not him right now. He wanted him. And I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. You know, if I had to blame, like I said, I gave half and half blame for the loss tonight. I mean, the coaches have been an issue for the last couple of weeks with this team. And I'm not going to allow people to just blame Brian Johnson. And I know people want to blame him. People blamed Desai last week and he got fired because of it. Well, he got demoted because of it. And I know people are going to blame, they want to blame Johnson because they want the same thing to happen to him. You need to blame Sirianni. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of him escaping the heat. He needs to be blamed for what's going on right now because he is the head coach of this team. He's allowing all of this stuff to go on. They're not winning games because of him. Because now he is managing games. And honestly, the last couple weeks that he's been coaching kind of scared. He's been coaching and being conservative. And I don't know. It's because he's losing. Everything is great when you're winning. You know, big balls, Nick, and all this other stuff. Nah, it's because you're losing. But this is the testament of a man. Like, can you really do all this when you're losing or when you're down? Can you still be the same man you were when you're down versus that man when you're up? Can you be that same man when you're down? That's the testament of a man. That's a testament of his character. And Nick is not being that guy right now. I know I'm going in on him. I know I'm going a little bit personal. I ain't talking about the man personally. I'm just talking about him as a coach. Can you be that same type of coach when you're down, when the chips are down, versus when everything is going well and everything clicking on all cylinders? And right now, this team is a reflection of its head coach. Unprepared. That's the best way to describe. Unprepared, lack of execution, and poor decision making. That's the top three things that are wrong with this team at this moment. Injuries happen to everybody. Everybody's tired at this point. Lack of execution, poor decision making, and I said something, whatever else I said. Sorry, I forgot that fast. They can get out of their own way, though. And it's disappointing to see. And honestly, like I said, I can't look toward the playoffs. I'm not interested in even watching this team next week. I don't care about them playing the Giants. If they win, they'll probably win against the Giants. And I'll tell you this, I'll be mad if the score is close, which it probably will be. Because it's a division game, things happen weird in division games. The only benefit is that they're playing at home next week. You know, playing on Christmas holiday, all that stuff. So people will be psyched for that. But me personally, I have no care. I got better things to do with the day. I'll probably watch the NBA. Because I'm not going to. Like, why should I invest all this energy and time and emotion into this team and then just piss on how we care? This team is embarrassing. Embarrassingly bad football team. And I've had enough of it. I don't have a solution on how they can fix it. I don't have a solution on how they can fix it. When you bad, you bad. I mean, I said last week, you know, they should run the ball more. They ran the ball tonight. The only solution is to score more points than the other team. It's the object of the game, right? Instead of scoring 17, how about you score 27? How about you score 31 points? Not 17. How about your defense get off the... Now, listen, I will say this. If I had to take a silver lining from the game tonight, that defense was able to get off the ball on third down a couple times in the game. Now, listen, they gave up a couple long third downs, but they were able to get off the field on third down in some instances this game. They were able to get some three and outs, and they got a couple sacks, maybe. I think they did get a couple sacks. They got how many sacks they get? Two sacks. Because Jalen Carter had a sack, Fletcher Cox had a sack. That Jalen Carter sack was kind of like a partial sack. It was kind of like he had knee it down, whatever. But the Fletcher Cox sack was a sack. But I don't have a solution on how to fix it. It's just a bad football team. They have to start executing. Bad football teams don't execute, though, so there is no way to fix it. I mean, they can come out next week and score on their first four possessions, maybe four score touchdowns and not field goals, maybe. But this team is broken, man. It's broken. The San Francisco 49ers broke this team, and they can't get it back. They can't. They're not. They don't have. They're running out of time. There's no way for them to get it back before the playoffs start. Like, okay, you know, we always originally thought that like, the San Francisco game was just a bad game, and then we thought Dallas game was just like, you know, okay, you know, you split with Dallas. You know, you could have been optimistic even like that. I was mad after the Dallas game because I'm like, you don't come out after an embarrassing loss and go back-to-back embarrassing losses. If anything, it's time to press the panic button with this team because they're not a good football team. Let me take that back. It's not time to press the panic button. Just recognize that they're not a good football team. That's all. That's it. That's all. I can go on forever about how disappointed I am. To wrap it up, though, I like I said, I don't have a solution on how they can fix it. I don't know what they can do. It just is what it is with this team. So, we'll see what happens next week. I mean, they play on Christmas Day versus, you know, to all the celebrate. They play on Christmas Day versus the Eagles. I mean, the Eagles, they play the Giants. They're playing at home. So, I mean, it'll be hopefully, for those who celebrate Merry Christmas to Philadelphia, I guess. But I don't care at this point. I don't care because I don't see them doing anything significant in the playoffs. I'm going to watch because they'll be in the playoffs, but, like, they're not going to do anything significant to the point where I feel like they're going to be a championship, on the cusp of a championship. They're just not. It is what it is, man. All right, let me get into the Sixers real quick. They lost tonight 108-104. They actually were down pretty big in the game. And I didn't watch the game, obviously, because I was watching Eagles. But I will say this. My man Artuda was on Twitter, and he was like, he said Joel Embiid reminds him of a bully. Bullies like Tyson, Eden, and a couple other people. Like, beat up on the inferior opponents, and then when they face like a creme de la creme team, they shrivel up, like how Tyson did versus Lennox Lewis and Holyfield. Now, listen, to an extent, I kind of agree with him. I mean, the Sixers, they kind of play down. I mean, they beat up on inferior teams, which is great. Take care of your business, but like, it seems like they can't match up against the upper echelon teams or like that team in the middle. They're kind of like the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. Honestly, that's the only way I can equate them. Like, you know, people question who has Dallas beaten on the road. and that they haven't really beaten anybody on the road of caliber. With the Sixers, it's like, okay, you got all these wins, but who have you beaten? Who have you gotten a quality win against? And they got one quality win this year against Boston. They did, but they haven't beaten Milwaukee. You know, they lost against Minnesota. You know, they lose to these upper echelon teams. They lost against Indiana. They lost against Indiana before. They lost in the back. They played them back to back and they lost. But yeah, they, you know, I can't. Like, it's seeing Joel Embiid put up these numbers is magnificent, and it's, you know, it just shows testament to his talent. But people have stopped caring about that. People have not cared about his talent. I mean, you know, he won MVP last year, and that's great. People don't care about that anymore. People have stopped caring about stats and numbers for. It's just like when my man Devon Givens used to be on the radio, but now he's on. He's doing other work with PHLY. But he used to say, no one cares if the team wins 50 games anymore. Like, no one's caring about that anymore. Can you get past the second round of the playoffs? Is it the same question that Dallas Cowboys fans have about their team? Sixers fans got that same question about them. So, no one cares about the stats that Joel Embiid puts up. As far as Sixers fans are concerned, no one cares. We only care about you advancing in the playoffs, and they haven't been able to do so yet. And this is going to be, what, like their eighth season of this crap? So, like, you know, we'll see what happens. But they lost tonight. I don't even care that they lost, whatever. I mean, I don't think they should have lost to the Bulls. And it just sucks that he put up 40 points and they were only able to score 104 points. That bothers me. He scored 40 points. Maxey had 29. So they combined, they had 69 points and they were only able to score 104 points total. That's a problem. I mean, I think Oubre was in double figures as well. I don't know. I'm not going to pull up the game. I don't care that much. But Tobias Harris, like, again, nowhere to be found. I don't know, man. This team, I don't, like I said, I look at them from afar. Right now, it's about the Eagles, and it's about what they're going to do. So, until this Eagles season is over, my primary focus is on them. And then, you know, I'll go back to the, you know, Sixers. And I probably won't even get really invested in them as much as I want to until late January or after the All-Star break. But I don't want to skip over the podcast or don't want to end the podcast without giving the Flyers some love. Philadelphia Flyers, man, are like second in the Metropolitan Division. As far as points are concerned, and they've been racking up points in like I think they have a like 7 or 8 game point streak going, and they've been getting some wins, man. Like, listen, this, no one expected anything from this team, and they playing with some grit out there. So I'm gonna give them some love. Like, I'm gonna give them some love, you know. I haven't really watched any Flyers game this year because, you know, been consumed with the Eagles, and that was really buried in my schoolwork when I was, you know, finishing up my master's. But they playing, and I can respect that. I can respect the team who don't have nothing to lose and is just gonna go and fight. They may not be as talented as the other teams, but they still gonna fight, and I like that. So shout out to the Flyers. At this point, they are probably the perfect representation of the city. Very blue collar, and, you know, they may not have the best athletes or the best talent, but they gonna fight, and they're winning games unexpectedly because they are fighting. So shout out to the Flyers. I will say that, and I'm probably gonna, I had an idea the other day about getting an orange and black 444 podcast hoodie done. So I don't know, I might keep that to myself. I don't know, no yet, I'll see. That's all I got, man. I don't know what else to say. I feel like I might have bounced around a little bit too much on this podcast. If I didn't, you know, record to your liking, I do apologize. I just had to get these emotions. This is actually, like, you know, after, these are raw emotions after the game tonight. And I'm very, very disappointed. I'm not distraught. I'm disappointed and upset and embarrassed. And I feel like overall, the team is letting its fans down, and we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it as fans. We don't deserve what this product has been out on the field as of late. And there's no excuse. I don't care that Jalen Hurts is sick. I don't care what's going on. There ain't no excuse. And this team has regressed. And it's not even that they regressed. They just shown us who they really are at this point. So it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. I guess they're on to the Giants, I guess, right? Use a Bill Belichick axiom. That's it, and that's all. I don't have anything else to say. I don't have anything to plug. I just pray, you know, to get it together. But I also pray that, or I would ask rather, if you listen to this podcast, just share it with somebody. Even if you don't listen, share it with somebody so they can listen. It's the only way the podcast will grow. All right. Thank you all for listening. I'm exhausted. I'm immensely exhausted from what this team displayed tonight, and I'm embarrassed. So I'm just going with my tail between my legs, man. I'm just going to take my behind to bed, honestly. Thank you all for listening. If I have any more news, I'll share it with you soon. But thanks for listening. That's it. That's all I have. This is Don Blue signing off from the Philly Sports 4 for 4 podcast. And until next time, peace.